The following email came from Brother E. Here is a question that is really tripping me out. If in Genesis 19, 4 through 6, God destroyed Sodom for wicked acts, which could be noted as the first form of homosexuality in my opinion, why do the Catholic churches tend to accept allowing priests of this lifestyle to preach the Word of God? The following email came from Sister J. I have been reading your study on the subject of homosexuality, and I thank you for boldly speaking the truth in a culture where that is not an acceptable view. You also offered the hope that one can have in salvation through Jesus Christ. My question to you is this: is someone who is transgender, a male Baptist minister receiving hormone treatments to become a female, dressing in women's clothing, wearing makeup, wigs, and women's jewelry, considered part of the homosexual culture? It is my belief that it would also be considered homosexuality because she, in quotes, is living as married to another woman. I have been called judgmental, unloving, and hypocritical for seeing it this way. I've been told he is a medical condition. Please help me sort this out. Thank you. The following email came from Brother T. My wife attends a church that has single homosexual men serving as deacons. Women also serve as deacons in her church. I told her that I could never be a member of such a church. I feel deeply that this is contrary to God's word. Her reply was the same as her minister's, that the leaders of their church denomination say that it is okay. My answer to that is as follows: does their word and authority supersede the word of our Lord? Many emails cross the desk of God Said, Man Said concerning the issue of homosexuality. This website is devoted to the scriptures found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible, esteeming every word to be true and righteous altogether. This is certainly true concerning the Bible's commandments on the issue of homosexuality. Features addressing this issue are listed as follows: homosexuality, Q&A homosexuality, homosexuality part 2. As an aside, some people are in a quandary over God Said, Man Said's adamant emphasis on the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible. To those searching for the answer to this supremely critical issue, please review the following subjects. Years ago, a sister asked the priest, "When the church and the scriptures disagree, who are we to follow?" The priest answered, "Why, sister, the church, of course, but the word of God says much to the contrary." When one understands that everything is made out of words, more serious attention is paid to them. For information on the astounding subject of words, click on to the following subjects. Who is the authority on God's moral edicts? Churches and theologians, or the holy word of God? The word of God penned by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 reads, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." Deuteronomy 12:32. "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." Overstepping the clear commandments of the word of God to presume, to take it upon oneself to add or subtract, is known biblically as the great transgression. It is from this position that sin and death originated. Until it is remedied, the souls of men will continue to hemorrhage their only hope of life. Psalms 19, verse 13, "Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression." The foundation of the saints is the word of God. Without it, what is built will consequently rest on sinking sand. Psalms 11, verse 3, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" This world is fraught with religious projections that are built upon dreams, visions, devil's revelations, premonitions, and superstition. Many people are quick to say, God spoke to me, and God appeared to me, etc., upon which they set their hopes. It must be noted that God can and does speak through dreams, visions, and personal revelation, but know of a certainty that those things don't take precedence over His written word, but they will, in fact, be in full submission to it. Psalms 138, verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe by the word of God, did not offer the world his own words. John 14, 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He offered no opinion. Remember, opinion is what you have when you don't have the truth. Concerning the religious leaders, Jesus states in Matthew chapter 15, verses 7 through 10, ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, the people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. The religious leaders of today have made the word of God of none effect for many. The last chapter of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. The very last commandment in the Bible is found in Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. An intro to God Said, Man Said addresses this convoluted, deadly spiritual situation that prevails today. It reads, the confusion is enormous. The cumulative heaps of distortion are mind-boggling, and lies have become truth. Is man able to find absolute truth? Welcome to God Said, Man Said. Today, there are over 1,700 religious sects, cults, and denominations confessing to be bearers of the light, yet most are in contradiction to one another. A man or woman seeking the truth is like a rat in a maze of 1,700-plus roads with only one reaching the God destination. Many will assume theirs is the correct one. Your chances are not good. Fortunately, the God who created all things has written the book, an owner's manual, which is commonly known as the Holy Bible. This majority text, Holy Writ, is the alive, inerrant word of the living God. The purpose of this website is to prove scientifically, scholastically, and pragmatically that the Bible is authored by the finger of God, that it is perfect in its entirety, and that God will hold all men accountable to it at a soon coming judgment day. Once you have opened the door of truth, nothing will be the same again. There is no obstacle or problem in your life or in this world that cannot be corrected by the Word of God. There is no other religious or secular writing or group of such writings that has even sniffed the essence, of the Word of God. You have arrived at God Said, Man Said. The smoke is clearing. May the face of the great God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shine upon you with the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. End of quote. Homosexuality. What does God have to say? The following is from the God Said, Man Said feature article, Homosexuality, and it reads, much conversation has been bannered about concerning what God has to say about homosexuality. The Word of God is very clear about the cause, the punishment, and the solution for homosexuality. God said homosexual activity is an abomination, God's word for it. I'll show you the verses in the Bible where God says this. It also says God's punishment for the act is death. But don't stop your ears after these few short sentences. There is also a sure way of escape. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Also read Leviticus 18:22 and Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. In the New Testament, God declares that those who cling to homosexual behavior will be judged and cast into hell. Read the following excerpts from the Word of God. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Following are just two other examples of the biblical truth concerning homosexuality. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Jude chapter 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. As terrible as this evil is, God has made a way of escape for those who are bound by this evil. The way of escape is forgiveness, deliverance, and salvation through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. End of quote. Has today's church been given authority over the Word of God? Have the mores of the day been given authority over the Word of God? Has God changed his mind on the subject of homosexuality? The answer is no. No.